In the laws of Sharia, there are two types of rights. Firstly, rights of Allah Almighty. And secondly, rights of people. Amongst the rights of people, the most important right is the right of parents. Its importance has been emphasized both in the Holy Quran and Hadith Mubarak, meaning the sayings of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In this day and age, where mankind has been drowned in an ocean of sins, one really bad sin we are committing is ignoring the rights of our parents. Allah Almighty, through various verses of the Holy Quran, has ordered us to obey our parents, to make them happy, to respect them, and never to cause any grief or even hurt their feelings. Verses such as Surah Nisa, Surah Ibrahim, Surah Maryam, Surah Ankabut, Surah Luqman, Surah Nuh, and many more verses, where we find the Holy Quran emphasizing the importance of parents' rights. Just to mention one verse, in Surah Luqman, verse 14, it stated, "And we have stressed on man concerning his parents, that give thanks to me and to your parents." Here, Allah Almighty states that give thanks to me and to your parents. Allah Almighty is stating one of his rights along with the rights of parents. All religions of the world that have existed so far, all of them had one thing in common, and that was to respect your parents. The youth of today speak out for so-called independent life. Children of today are telling their parents, "I have a right to lead my own life, independent life. What's wrong with that? Am I going to lead my life with restrictions placed upon me and be imprisoned by your way of thinking or living? Am I going to blindly follow your commands? Do I not have my own life with my children and my wife? Do I not have my own social status to worry about? If it was not for your parents, where would you have been? You would not have had this life. You would not have had this beautiful body. Nothing, my fellow brothers, nothing at all. No life whatsoever without our parents. It is because of our parents that we come into existence. Our real comfort awaits us after our death. But only if we have worked hard in this world, only if our parents are happy with us. So, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madin Channel, let us go home today and ask our parents for forgiveness. Let us ask them to forgive all our disobedience, all our harsh words, and ask them to forgive us for anything we have unintentionally that may have upset them from. Sallu ala Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.